to you, Dallas, no?
Yeah. Kum lana bagam mutter if you don't base the bottom line. So the mummy learned. Ain't my abrinas ashana. When you're my abba the year, you do not do that. Elements of money in law only if you invited somebody there. Maise, but Rabbi Gamliel already said, Hashkimu li shiva laliyah. I want seven people. Even though we said before you start with three, then five, he had them all prepared. So the Nasi has to, according to the Moses Shem, the Nasi that has to appoint him. Not the Nasi can tell a delegate, go find me seven people. Hashkim, so he went up early in the morning to this aliyah. Remember, it says in the Gemara, Isha ben aliyah behem muatim. Ben aliyah, some say, means here. Because there was a special aliyah they used to go up to have their conferences and meetings.
I know what it means.
That's what it says Tanya. Yeah, but here, unfortunately, say that Bnei Aliyah means people go up to this Aliyah for Ibra Shana and for other things. Aliyah based Hishki over there. Anyway, Hishki, we were in the morning and Motzi found Shmoy. There were eight people there. Amari said, Mihu Sha'ola Shaloy Bashus. Who went on that mission? Yarei, go down. Amar Shmuel HaKotten. Shmuel HaKotten stood up. And Amari said, Anihu Sha'ola Shaloy Bashus. I'm the one who went up to that mission. At least I didn't go to the Mabashan. To know how it was done. Utsrachti, I wanted. Amaloi Shev bin Yishav. So he said, okay, you can stay here. Ru'uyis kol Hashan. Kulun is Abba Yalchad. It means Abba through you. Ela Amra Chachamim. Eima Abba Shana. It was a money law. Only by those who were appointed. It was hard to understand. If Ram Gamliel was the one. Now, Shmuel HaKotten was not the one that came in. Veloi Shmuel HaKotten have it. It wasn't him. Ela Ina Shacharina. It was another person who wasn't appointed. He did this not to avoid embarrassment. If Rabbi Gamliel had to appoint the seven people, didn't he know if he appointed Shmuel HaKotten or not? So it's a kasha to ask on the Rambam and try to give them shot to do. The other thing is, if you have to be by appointment, Shmuel HaKotten said it was me, he took a risk. What happened? He would ask him to leave. So then Ibra Shana would have happened with six people because one of them wasn't appointed. And you can't do Ibra Shana with six people. So unless Shmuel HaKotten was confident that they're not going to throw him out, based on what he said. Yeah, but the Ram holds that only the Nosei can do himself. Someone else, you're right, no problem. But the problem is still, if he would have left, if he would have been thrown out, then they would have continued Ibra Shana, the six, not seven, and within before he needs seven, would have passed the whole thing. What was he thinking in this case?
Well, mate, he was very confident in Gamliel's ability. I guess. To recognize who's genuine and who's not.
That's right. Big machlek is the achreim, who does Rabbi Gamliel live, when does Shmuel HaKotten live, because the years don't really add up to Rabbi Gamliel. You know, Shmuel HaKotten was the one who made Lama Shin Mati Yisikr, which is like all the way to the beginning of time. He was like Hillel's Talmud, and Rabbi Gamliel, Hillel had a son called Rabbi Shimon, who had a son called Rabbi Gamliel. So who was this Rabbi Gamliel? Unless Rabbi Shimon, the son of Hillel, was a very, very, very short span, and Gamliel, the grandson of Hillel, took over. This is that Rabbi Gamliel.
If he was confident that Rabbi Gamliel can recognize, then why does he have to ask the question in the first place of saying who's the real one?
What if he's confident?
Shmuel HaKotten stood up here.
It was me.
And said it was me, yeah. Knowing full well that it wasn't really him.
No.
Knowing that he's confident, Rabbi Gamliel will recognize that I'm one of the real guys.
No. He's confident. Gamliel's not going to throw him out with this excuse that he just gave me. I came here to study. Yeah. To be an apprentice. So how did he know to behave this way? Who the other? He heard the Yosef Rebbe. Everyone said because the Rishi Dash and Rebbe, the Reich, Reich Shaim, and he smelled the garlic. Amri said, "Misha Achol Shem." He said, "How can you smell garlic? Every garlic in my room, if you're Alvin, every garlic in my room, I want you to leave the room right now. You're smelling up the whole room. Yeah, you're smelling up the whole room. Yeah." Amr Rabchia stood up. The Yossi walked out of the room. Amdu Kulam Yossi. The whole class walked out. Kishah in the morning. Motzer Rab Shimon Bar Rabchia. Amalei Atu Shiat Al Abba. You made my father pain. Now, there's two ways of learning. One way is you walked out and the whole class walked out, or you ate garlic. I want to take this. No, I didn't. I never ate garlic. But Rabchia Mechigamla. Where did he learn from Rab Meir? Tanya the Maisi. We show us a story. The woman. This is a hard story to understand. Says, I can't get my head around it. A woman came into the Beis HaMedrash of Meir. She said, "Rebbe, echad mikem katshoni bebir." There are three ways of getting married, engaged to a woman. One of them is beer. One of your students got engaged to me through beer, marital relations. I just don't know which one it is. Amr Meir, Meir stood up. V'kosel get grisus. He wrote her a get as if it was him, which obviously it wasn't. The nosel gave it to her. Amdu kulum kosel the nosel. They all gave it to her. Hard to understand. When you're getting engaged through beer, you would think you would know who the guy is. You think. Yeah, so I'm saying, this amazes students. Whoever it was lachida, somebody who behaved himself properly. So what is going on over here? And unfortunately, I'm asking an interesting question here. The mayor holds that Eidech Simakarsa. If Eidech Simakarsa, they have to know when they sign the get who it's for, who the guy is, who she is. But they don't know who the guy is because every student wrote a get. No one had only one of the get that were kosher. The rest were all just a waste of time. So how do they know which is Lashma? Unless it gets every single get they had in mind.
Tell me, what was this when the black had the smell of garlic?
So he embarrassed the Rebbe, said, get out of here. So Rab Chia, the best student, walked out as if it was him.
Yes.
Not to embarrass the real person, the real culprit. And the rest of the class walked out with him. And Rameh, the same thing, to avoid embarrassing his student, he walked out.
Where did she claim the ksuva from? She has now 20 gittin in her hand.
That's true, and Rameh holds the ksuva the Raisa. Unless he only got engaged, so therefore, but Rameh, Mehecha Gamula, had Rameh learned his behavior, Meshmuel HaKotten. From the story we had before. Shmuel HaKotten, Mehecha Gamula, Mechchanya, Menichil, Hilim, Mechchanya, Menichil, Dechsiv. By Ezra, he said all these Jews who married Shiksa. He was the only one who didn't marry Shiksa. And he said, "Mebnei Elam." By Yemel, he said, "Ezra, we all," he included himself, "have sinned against Hashem. We married strange women or women that were Gentiles." But after Yeshmikli, so is there any hope? So he didn't want to embarrass anybody in particular. They just went to attack the city of Ai, and they lost 36 people because somebody stole from the plunder from Yericho. So Yeshua says, Hashem says, Yeshua, kulach, stand up. All the Jews sinned, even though there was only one person, Achan. Still, he blamed everybody. He didn't want to embarrass somebody. You think I'm a maser? I'm an informer? Hatil Gerolos, take a girl, you'll find out. Ibai said another answer is Moshe from Moshe himself. The Chassidut says when somebody then doesn't have went ahead and on Shabbos and look for the money, even though there's no money. Until when are you going to cause me all these tzaras and everything else? This Hashem said to Moshe to collect, put all the Eden in there. Talk about we learned. When the last Nevi'im passed away, Chagai Zechariah Malachai. I said the last Nevi'im Chagai Malachai, Nisdalku. Ruach HaKedush, Mr. HaKedush, is dropped. Afa Pikein, HaMishtamshin, they use the Baskel. Taisha said Baskel is an echo, the daughter of a coil. Others say Baskel is not an echo, it's like Nevi'ez, but one step lower. Pamachas once, how you Mesubim Balei Beis Guyo. Again, see, they were always sitting in these upstairs whenever they had meetings about learning, whenever they got, always in Aliyah. Be Yericho, even Noshka, Lei Baskel, Shemayim, they heard the following heavenly voice. Yesh Kanecha, there's one person here, Shiro, that is suitable, Shetisha, Olav Shechina.
I thought you're not meant to settle in Yericho.
Yeah, but we had Yisroel's children who yashed Yericho, and they went to Aliyah. There's no Yisroel what going in there or visiting. Shiro shetish olav shechina kemoishe Rabbeinu. A good question. That they were there resting the shechina like Moshe Rabbeinu. Is one person that is suitable like Moshe Rabbeinu? Else ain't doide zake lekach. The generation is not worthy. Look at Hillazakin. Because why? He had all the features of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was an onav and so on. And we're saying here now, roll of tisha shechina. Shemesh, he died. Omnil of high chassid. What a chassid. High onav. What an onav. Talmidesh Ezra. He's a student of Ezra. Sure, because Ezra also was like equal to Moshe. Sure, but another time, how Yibisun Bali Yavne, they were singing Yavne upstairs. The next generation, the Venosal and Baskel Shemai, same voice. Yesh Kanecha Shorji Lachina, El Shay Derezaklakach, a person in a row. We had a reading about the last, in Bob Basta, about the 80 students that Hill had. We said that 20 of them were like Moshe Rabbeinu. Here we're just saying it was one. Lekach Nidachom is the name of Shmuel Kot. They looked at the Shmuel Kot and Shemesh when he died. Omlov, Hai Chosid, Hai Onov, Talmidah Shel Hillel, student of Hillel, Avu Amma Beshas Misosa, he was a Novi. As we just said, so therefore he said the following through a Chakadish. Shimon ve Yishmol, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, and Yishmol ben Elisha are going to pass away at the 10 Lecharba. They'll be killed by the sword. The Chavrei, their friends, Rabbi Akiva and Chanani Betradin, Lektolga, get killed in other ways. Vishar Amma, the rest of the Eden, Lebiza will be hurt. Va'akonsgian. Many different sodas Asid and Lemesiel Alma will come onto the world. While Yehuda ben Baba Big Shalai became, they wanted to say the same regarding Yehuda ben Baba, which we'll soon see his story in a few blocks. El Shadid Vashav, rather, they had no time whatsoever to make it to say anything. They were speaking to Malchus because they were scared and they had to bury him. You know, but as soon as they were about to say something, Yehuda ben Baba was killed already. Asid and Malchus happened over many, many years. It didn't all happen at the same time.
The people, the Asara Harugim, didn't live in the same time, did they?
That's what I'm saying, it happened over many years. So when he's about to say about Yudim Baba, he was killed, and they right away buried, because in case the kingdom, the government would change their mind and not allow them to bury him. He went to get permission about some matter from the government in Surah. He would delay coming. They're in condition that he agrees when he comes back. Is extended. You're not ma'abid the year unless you have to, because the roads prevents people so muddy and it's impossible to travel to Yerushalayim. The bridges, they're all collapsed. These reasons are, one factor alone is enough to ma'abid the year, add an extra month. The extra month is the 12th month. The other sheni is the real other. The ovens that they need to use to barbecue the psochim or fall apart, made out of mud. They need to wait till it gets warmer so that it can solidify. And people who live far away outside of Israel who left their homes about dying lay gear, but they can't make it because it's very difficult. Then be add a month. Snow alone does not prevent people from traveling. Go leave a little earlier. But they had seen the cold. People didn't leave home yet. We're not worried about them. So each of these factors, one of them is sufficient. We said it has to be Davke Israel, even though the taste of brings up a kiva. He was ma'abed the year outside Eretz Yisrael because leniach kameisa Eretz Yisrael. There's nobody like him in Eretz Yisrael. Talmud Rambam, we learned ma'abed is a shon. We do not use as an excuse to make a leap year. Leip ne'agdim, the goats are very young. They remember to a year old, up to a year old, but those were very small. And you want all your members of your family to participate. It'll be very hard. You need two goats. So what? Leip ne'atlan the sheep. Leip ne'agdim the sheep. Because the birds didn't. They used to also, all the women who gave birth used to bring these birds, the pigeons. If the pigeons were tiny, that's not an excuse. But you can use it as a support. If you have another variable, which we'll soon see later, you need two variables. If you have one of those variables and this as a support, it's enough. This is what they write. We want to teach you. You should know that the pigeons are very soft. The atkin and the sheep are very lean. Spring hasn't come yet. So you see, you have one of the other variables, which is like spring. The sheep fed mil saban poi, and I decided it makes sense to me. I see for the you may add it 30 days. He only said it made sense to me, as if he took all credit. Meitzel has a question. First of all, kami ibarashana shleishem. How long do you add? How much did you add for a year? 30 days. You only add 29 days. Whenever it says 30 days, and then chodesh is 29. Otherwise, chodesh can be 30 as well. Papa said, so why did you say 30 days when it says over here that, 30 days or chodesh 29? Omer Papa, rotzu chodesh or shleishem. It's up to you. Yeah, it's up to you. Come and see the difference between the tough guys a long time ago. Rabbi Gamliel, we all know, was a tough guy. He had a Yeshua standing on his feet, and they put him in cheder eventually. The tough guy, Rabbi Gamliel, la'aniv soy basroy, and the anovim of much later on. Why? The Tanya learned Maisa ben Gamliel, the story of Rabbi Gamliel, which is Yeshua got my bayis. The story of Rabbi Gamliel that was sitting on top of the bayis. This story of Shimon Gamliel and now Rabbi Gamliel. He was sitting, that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who lived later, said, I think, that Rabbi Gamliel, the tough guy who lived earlier, and what happened to him was, he had his scribe, Yechon HaSefer HaLoz, Eimer Lefanov, Yechon HaSefer stood before him, V'sholish Igris Chatuchas Lefanov, he had three letters all cut up, ready to be written on, Munachas lying there. Amalai, he said, Tu Li Yitzchad, I want you to write one letter and say the following, Kosov Lachona B'nei Galoya, Ilo Lachona B'nei Galoya, write to my brethren in Galil, of the upper Galil and the lower Galil. Shloim chen yazgen, peace to all of you. Mahaydoy anachn lochrin, I want to reveal to you. This man biyudim motor. Every third and sixth year, you have to burn all the leftover mices and mices and all that. Now, right before Erev Pesach, I want to remind you, this is the time to burn the mice. La frushim masor. So, in Galil, they had a lot of olives. So, mimato dezeisa, get rid of all the olives inside your olive presses. That's one letter. The two leagues to chad to write another letter. V'kosov lachana b'nei drima to my brethren who live in the southern Israel. In the Negev, these places, Shalom Chen Yazgon, peace to you. I want to reveal to you this man biyudim mata. Again, it's time to burn all your mices. What did they have plenty over there? Wheat. La frushim mice. Give mice. Ma'omer shiblaya from your stalks of your wheat. Get rid of it. You burn everything. Toyli lichot. Now write a third letter because they write lachona b'nei galvasa to my brethren in Golis. Why my brethren in Golis not in Eretz Yisrael? So they'll find that anyway, because they all live near us. But then my brethren in Eretz Yisrael, the Bavel and Bavel, Achonah, the Bemodai, and those people live in Modai. Well, the Shargo Gavas Israel, we lived in other Gemara, we'll see in Avarizor, they even lived in Spain then, and other places. Shloim Chen Yazge, peace to all of you. La'ilam, all over the world. Mahadona Nachnu, we want to reveal to you, the Gazlayu Rechichin, the pigeons are small, the Imri Atkin, and the sheep are lean. The Zimri Daviv Lemata, and we have the other factor that it's not spring yet. And the Taylor said, I want it to be spring. Vishapra Milsa Ba'ampoyi, here he's so humble that he included his friends in his decision making. Not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, who later said "Ba'an Poyi," only in front of me, before me. But I see for Dal Shasada Yemit Klosi. I want to add 30 days. I want to add 30 days. So you see what kind of good guy he is. That the people Amol, the strong ones, were more humble than the humble people later on. Says the Gemara, I disagree. Dilma Basa de Avru. Maybe it was after his deposed. And Rashi says, after he was deposed by all of his friends, he became very humble very quickly. And this story he wrote after he was reinstated, he wrote that. Taisa says...
Was that when they met the Rebbe Ben Azariah?
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, according to Rashi, the experience made him humble. So, it's unique, not because he was a performer. Taisa says, no, the fact that he had to, B'Shas Maisa, have a co-nossi, they were together, and jointly, therefore, he had to be humble because he wasn't the sole boss. Not like others who were unilateral, you know, they were the boss, they could do whatever they want. Now we'll learn the different factors to determine whether you have an extra year or month. Al shloisha dvari ma'abri in Zashana, the three critical factors that we look at to see whether we make a leap year. But one factor alone is not sufficient. Al ha'avi, if it met yet in the spring, if it's springtime yet, if the tvua is not yet, they're supposed to be ready at the beginning of spring, is not yet ready. That's a problem. Nothing to do with the aymer. Aymer can be taken from other regions. It doesn't have to be from Yerushalayim. But Valpedis Elon or Shavuos, when we
so
know that...
So you're using Tvua just as a measurement of the season.
That's right. Valpedis Elon, come Shavuos, you have to start bringing Bekudim. Where the treat fruit, the fruit trees are not yet bearing fruit. That's true, yeah. But that you can get from other places. You don't need it. But it says, Shmoy Chayrish Aviv, and what's the determination, what determining factor, whether it's Aviv or not, is you look at the crop, that you just began to yield the crop yet. That's what it should be. Alat Kufa and the season. Kufa is literally the season, but Kufa means literally to turn. Because the sun, every season, there are four seasons, the sun, every season turns. In the winter, the sun is the closest place to earth, and the sun, in the summer, the sun is the furthest place on the earth, and when it comes to the beginning of the sun, our days, our seasons here are very odd, the way we do in Australia. The rest of the world, the seasons start on the same day, the equinox, on the 21st of the month, which is when it actually happens. We just decided to make it easy because people can't remember. September 1, you know, what's September 1? What happens September 1? Why is that the beginning of the spring? September 21 is the beginning of spring because that's when the sun turns. And, you know, the longest day, the shortest day, and the other two seasons are always on the 21st day of the month. Almost 21st day of the month. Because now, after the Gregorian calendar changed a little bit, this is all based on the Julian calendar. And anyway... And the seasons have to start at a certain time. So even if time was, let's say, delayed, and so on and so forth. Now, Ashnayim and Ma'abi need two of these factors together to be able to decide to make a leap year. Va'alechem and Ma'abi, but for one of them, you don't make a leap year. Uvizman sha'aviv echem and hakos mechin. And if one of the causes is because of a spring, then everyone is happy. Because... If let's say the other two reasons that we delayed, but the tvu is ready, then chadash prevents us from eating the new crop for another month, and we're in summer, it causes us pain because we can see the new crop ready, and yet we have to wait. So if chadash or aviv is one of the reasons why, because the crop is not ready, the wheat and all that, we're happy because we can't eat it anyway. Also on the kufa by the seasons, we're trying to understand. Al kufa smeichin. In other words, if kufa is not the reason, which means that the fall autumn comes in the right time, but you push an extra month. I mean, Tishrei now goes a month into the winter, into the fall. It starts getting very cold. People are not very happy. But if kufa is one of the reasons why, because it's too early in the summer and too early, and we make it because of kufa, we want the sukkah still will come out in the summertime. But we'll see later in the Gemara in the next few days that kufa has to be the last day of sukkah. At least one day of sukkah has to be in the fall. Kufa is making or kufa ma'abim. Teiku. Is kufa also make them happy, or just that kufa one alone is enough to be ma'abim? Teiku. Question. Come and learn. Al shalosh haratz ma'abim is Hashana. There are three parts of it. So three regions, and we look at them, and we look at two out of three: Yehuda, Eved, Yarden, the east side of Jordan, and Galil. al shtayim em abriv two of them are short. Let's say on the crop. We are going to ma'abir. We look at the majority. Val echem em abrin ubezman Yehuda achem hakem echem. If Yehuda is one of them, everyone's happy. If Yehuda is not, if Yehuda is already ready, and sorry, if Yehuda is not ready yet. And the other two are ready, so we're not going to be Ma'av the Shana, but the problem is we can get your Eimer from you, you have to travel far away, and we'd rather have the Eimer coming from as close as possible to Yerushalayim. So if Yehuda is one of the reasons why we are, Yehuda is one of them, and there's two, we're happy because then the Eimer is ready to take the Eimer from Yehuda whenever the time is ready. You can't, if Yehuda is not one of the reasons, Yehuda is ready now, and we're delaying it because the other two, we can no longer take the Eimer from Yehuda because the month, it has to be Rach v'Karmel, it has to be soft. But a month already after it's ripe, it's no longer Rach v'Karmel, and we can't use that for the Eimer. She'eim Rebbe, El Yehuda, Yehuda. Tell him how we learn. Eim Abed Zeshani, El Yehuda, only Yehuda, v'imibruo b'Galil. Mubedis. Ideally, Shalom do Yehuda, but if he didn't, Galil is all right. I told you, Tezer, he says, Abba Kiva, because there was nobody like him. Hey, Chananya Ish Oino, Chananya Ish Oino testified, Imi Brua Begalil, Eino Beberes. He said, if I'm Abedit in Galil, it's not Mu'uber. Omer Yudah Bedev, Shem Apazi, my time with Chananya Oino, why is he arguing, saying it cannot be done in Galil, only in Shalayim, or Makra, L'shich Lei Kiddushu, its neighbor they should investigate, Uvas HaShama, and there you should go to the Sanhedrin there, called Risha, Shata Doidish, every time investigation, L'yiyah B'shchenish Amakim, next to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we learned. You're not ma'abir the year only by day. You cannot do it at night. If you do it by night, it's nothing worth. The same thing applies to making kiddush chayit when bezin determines when it's a new month. Only by day. How do we know? We're almost up to the shana.
The psak has to be the day.
Exactly.
But the eidim obviously see it at night.
Yeah, but they don't come to bezin until the day.
Bezin only sits in the day.
Yeah, but if they did Bezin at night, it's nothing worth. But if the Bezin themselves saw it, they can't say, okay, Mekudesh. How do we know? Tiku b'chodesh shofar tehillim. You should blow b'chodesh shofar. B'kese, when it's hidden, liyam chagenu, when the moon is hidden in the day of our Yom Tov. Eizel chag shachodesh miskasabai. Which Yom Tov is it that the moon is disappeared? Havi oimer zer rosh hashana, rosh hashana. Uksivin it says, ki choyk li Yisrael, hu mishal ke Yaakov. And there should be a judgment. And we know judgments are only on. Ma mishpat b'yayim. I've kiddush. I kiddush only by day. Then I learned a few more lines. Ema abrin is hashana. We do not delay the year b'shnei ra'avin in the hunger year because we need the new crop as soon as possible. And you have a problem called chodesh. And if you don't bring the carbon oimer, if you're delaying Pesach by 1 month, you can delay the carbon oimer, and people are going to stop. And we'll stop here because it's 1 month.